sphere. That the subject I'm going to be talking about is a difficult subject to talk about. It's a very painful subject, and it's sensitive to myself, and I think to anybody who's aware of today's generation will understand why it's something that needs to be talked about. And of course, every single case is different, situation is different, but it's a very, very powerful message. Yaakov Avinu, in this week's parasha, is brought down in Perek Lamed Beis, Posuk Chof Gimel.
You shouldn't use the
Christian. Vayokom balaylo. Vayokom balaylo hu vayikach eshtei noshov. Veshtei shibchoiso vesachad osu yolodov. Yaakov Avinu took his wife, his two wives, and his two shivchas, and his 11 children. Vayavoyr eis mavayaboyk, and he crossed mavayaboyk. Says Rashi, why 11 children? He had 12 children at that time. Binyamin wasn't born yet. But Dina was born. What's 11 children? Says Rashi in Posuk Chof Gimel, V'dino heichon hoiso, where is Dino? Nosno b'tevo, she was put inside a box, v'noal b'faneho, and it was closed, sh'yitin bo Esav enov, that Esav shouldn't set his eyes on her,
shouldn't look at her,
u'lekach ne'nash Yaakov, that's why Yaakov was punished later, sh'mono ma'ochiv, Yaakov prevented his brother, shemo tachsirehu lemutav, perhaps Dina would have been able to bring Esav back, and therefore the Vanofla biyad Shechem, and that's why Dina later fell in the hands of Shechem, and that's what the Medrash Rabbah brings it down, and the Rabbeinu Bachai brings it down. There you go. Okay, so he says, what's going on here? So he says, V'teis Dina Basle, Rabbeinu Bachai says, Nenash Yaakov inyan Dina, and the Medrash Rabbah brings it down as well, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're trying to prevent anything happening to your daughter, I'll make it even worse for you. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're holding back from your brother for brother Chesed. He said, I'm going to marry, and your daughter is not going to be married, she's going to do Znus. And who's going to do Znus to? She's going to do Znus to an Orel. And he wanted to marry her through a Hetig and marry through Issa. And that's what the Pasuk says, V'tikach Dina Basleya. Now the Medrash, all the Medrashim speak very, very strongly that Yaakov Avinu did something wrong by preventing preventing Dina being able to marry Esav. Esav, in other words, Esav, he could have married Esav, not necessarily he would have wanted to, but Yaakov Avinu, you can marry uncle, no, even today, no problem, you can marry uncle, and therefore Esav, he prevented Esav from turning good. Rabbi Isai, let's understand this, Yaakov Avinu's beautiful Elecha daughter was raped by a prince because he prevented his daughter Dina from marrying Esav Harosha. Yeah? The Gemara says in Pesachim, says a Loshon, I'll read the Loshon, Kol ha'meisi bitoi la'am ha'oretz, anyone who marries a daughter after Am ha'oretz, ki'ilu koifso umanicho lifnei ari, it's as if you bound her up and put her in front of a lion. Terrible thing to do. What do you expect Yaakov Avinu to allow him to marry Esav or Asher? What do you expect from him? Number one. Number two, it's not as if Esav was not tried before. You know, he lived in a home of the best mechanchim ever. Yitzchok and Rivka. He lived in a home where Yitzchok, what didn't Yitzchok do in order to bring Esav back? Yitzchok lost his eyesight over this. In his own home, he had his daughters-in-law who were serving Avodah Zarah. And the smoke went into his eyes and blinded him, said one part of the Medrash. He allowed Avodah Zarah to be in his home and allowed his daughters-in-law who were serving Avodah Zarah, that he did not want to kick Esav out of his house like Avraham was forced to. But I must say, the only reason why he was able to do so is because he didn't have neighbors who said, do you see what your son's doing? And it won't be very good for Shidduchim, you know. Yeah? He was able to keep Esav in the home and he turned blind over this. He tried. Yitzchok tried. Rivka tried. What? What? Dina's little whippersnapper is going to be able to help the uncle go back to Lamutub? That's what's going to make all the difference. And Yaakov's got a tiner on that. What's he supposed to do? And to Esav, what's my thing to happen? How does this work?
Not Yaakov.
How could Shporch have a tiny Yaakov? How does that work? Furthermore, why don't we worry that just like Esav can be influenced by Dina, Dina may be influenced by Esav? Why is Yaakov not worried about that happening? So there is a very beautiful, different Mahalchim I've seen. And by the way, this is a very controversial discussion. There's a letter, there's a assortment of letters being sent by Rabbi Chana Wasserman to the Chazon Ish. How far a person is mechuyev, how far a person is responsible to associate themselves with people that could influence negatively their ruchnius, to the good or for the bad. Rabbi Chana said, you have to keep your distance. The Chazon Ish brought from this week's parasha, you've got to do everything you possibly can to bring somebody back. And there's a assortment of letters going backwards and forwards. But there's one very fascinating point. And the point that Rav Duna from London, he used to give shir, Rav Duna, Rav Yosef Duna brought down. And he says that this, true, Yitzchok wasn't successful in bringing back Esav. True, Rivka wasn't successful in bringing back Esav. But do we have a right to give up? Do we have a right to say, we tried everything, brought him up in my father's home, what do? We don't have a right to give up. Anything that can be done, however far-fetched it may be, anything that can be done to bring back somebody who Nebuch has suffering, we have to do. Nothing should ever be taken for granted that, no, we tried our best. There's no such thing as trying your best. Anything possible to bring somebody back is what it's mechuyev to do. However far-fetched it may be, I saw a fantastic story from Aaron Dave Steyman, that's all. There was a boy, come from obviously a very frum yeshivish home in Bnei Brak, and Nebuch, he went off the rails, and he ended up being Michal Shabbos. Eventually he moved out, and he got engaged to a non-Jewish girl in the kibbutz. Right? That's pretty, not very good. And his parents, that never gave up on him, his parents said, please come back, come for Shabbos. He says, no, I'm not interested. Eventually, when he decides to get engaged and get married to her, he said, he's got to face his parents face to face. He's not being a coward. He's going to speak to his parents face to face. Okay, fair enough. So he said, you know, 1 week, I'm going to come back for Shabbos, under my terms. You know, Shabbos morning, I'm on my phone, I've got my cigarette. Parents said, whatever you want, but come home. Okay. So he came home, and Tacha, yeah, he wasn't very respectful, he wasn't dressed the way he should be dressed, he wasn't doing the way he should be doing. Come Shabbos afternoon, the father says, you know, Yankel, whatever the name of them, Jack, do you want to come with me to shul? I've got, there's a shir after Mincha. Who's giving it? Rav Aaron Leib Steyman. Yeah, I'll come with. Okay. So he comes with, and somehow Rav Aaron Leib was close to this man, and he knew the story. Rav Aaron Leib looks at this boy, and he says to him, I haven't seen him for such a long time. He says, yeah, it's not surprising. He said, do you keep Shabbos? No, I don't keep Shabbos. He said, how long have you not kept Shabbos for? For 2 years. He said, within those 2 years, was there any time that you wanted to keep Shabbos? Or to come back? He says, yes. How many times? 4 times. He said, 4 times in the last 2 years, you want to do tshuva. Correct. He said, and tell me, how long in each of those 4 times did it actually last, those feelings? So 10 minutes each time. He says, so 40 minutes, you have stood in the place, Shemokim Shabal Tshuva Oindim Ein Sadikim Gemurim Mechoidim Lamoit. You've stood in the place where Tzadik Gomel, even I'm not a Tzadik Gomel, even the Chofetz Chaim couldn't be where you're standing. For 40 minutes in your life, you've reached a place nobody can ever stand. How jealous I am of you. Wow. You've been somewhere I've never been before. How lucky you are. The boy left. And that never left him. That never left him, and you can be quite sure. On the way back home, he was thinking. His father said to him later, just by the way, why were you willing to go to Aaron Leib Steyman's drosha? He said, very simple. It all started many years ago when I was in Cheder. And the Rebbe took us to have a test, have a Bechina Fai by Aaron Leib. And the Rebbe said, no, don't be too hard on the boys. Of course not. So he asked all the boys questions, and each boy answered, and he asked this particular Jack a question. He didn't know. So Aaron Leib asked an even easier question. He still didn't know. He asked him another question. He still didn't know. Okay? At the end, Aaron Lake, all the boys go around to shake his hand. Aaron Lake gives each boy a sweet, a candy, and he gives to this boy three candies. So why? He said, Aaron Lake said, you got to know something. It's not each boy I give a candy for the amount of effort. Those boys all put their effort in answering one question. You put the effort to answer three questions, you get three candies. That's why years later he's willing to go to Aaron Lave's shir, and that boy turned around and he became frum, and he married a frum, wonderful lady, and they have a wonderful family. A father is going to take him to a shir of Aaron Lave. Isn't that going a bit far? You never give up. Yes, Yitzchak wasn't successful. Rivka wasn't successful. Maybe Dina would be. Maybe Shiva, Aaron, Label, Jake make all the difference. Who knows? You never give up. That's lesson number one. Lesson number two is, how can we possibly say that Yitzchak, that Dina will influence Esav? Maybe Esav will influence Dina. The answer to that is that the Gemara, you're right. The Gemara says that it's also to marry a daughter off to Am Ha'aretz. Why is that? Because it's if you put in front of a lion. It's dangerous. It's possibly dangerous. You're right, it's dangerous. But it's dangerous for different people and for different reasons. It's dangerous because you can be influenced. But if we are able to bring up a child in a home like Yaakov Avinu brought up a child, then to a certain extent, Yaakov Avinu can know that Dina will not be influenced. Yaakov Avinu will know that Dina is brought up in a home like that, she will not be influenced. Now, we're not Yaakov, and we're not Leah, and we've been nowhere getting there. What the idea over here is, chas v'chalila, to blame ourselves, if a child is not doing so well, to blame ourselves. Yitzchak was the best parents ever. You can't blame Yitzchak and Rivka. Chas v'chalila. We don't know how the Olam HaNeshamos work. We don't know how these... We don't understand something. But what we do understand is that with a certain amount of chinuch, we are able to put in to a child something that may come out years later, that may come back years later. But that love and that connection to Yiddishkeit, one never ever knows how far something will go. We never know what will trigger in the future. And the more chinuch we put in of love of Yiddishkeit, the more something that eventually Be'ez Hashem will rub off, and that can protect those children who are not at risk and surrounded by kids at risk, and can bring back those children who are suffering so much. And I'd like to just sharpen that point with a fantastic vort I heard from Reb Wallerstein. Reb Wallerstein is, I believe, you know, like Reb Noach Weinberg was a king of Kirov. I think Reb Wallerstein is the king of knowing today's generation, understanding the beauty of every neshama and being able to polish it in the correct way. The parasha says that Yaakov Avinu had a fight with the Soros of Esav. And the pasuk says, and they fought and they fought. Vayovik ish imoy adalei sashacha. Vayovik. What's the Russian vayovik? What's the Russian vayovik? What's vayovik? The Russian is vayovik is from avak, right? Avak is dust. Dust. It kicked up dust. When two people fight, you kick up dust. Vayovik ish imoy adalei sashacha. That's Rashi. The Medrash brings down vayovik is a Russian of the dust went up all the way to Kisei HaKovod. The dust was able, they kicked up dust and it reached all the way to the Kisei HaKovod. What does that mean? So ultimately it means that they affected everything, the Ruchnias, the fight between Yaakov and Esav, the good and the bad, the real and the unreal, the reality and the false, that made influence all the way up to the Kisei HaKovod. They were able to deal with that. But what's Loshen Vayovik? So he says, today we don't have the Nisyonos that we had in different generation. You know, very few people go off Yiddishkeit because they've studied philosophy and they've just realized that Freud's understanding of psychology doesn't fit with the Mor Nevuchim. Or they haven't worked out, they haven't been through complicated issues of philosophy and realized that there's a flaw in the Derech Hashem, and therefore Chozer b'sheila, they left because of a sheila they had. There's not even communism today. There isn't socialism today. There aren't these winds that are going through. So what is going through is vayovik. What's vayovik? The Yitzhahara has the ability to make something beautiful and cover it with dust. Cover it with dust until make it go to Kisa HaKovet. The Esav has ability to take something like beautiful mitzvahs and say, ah, it's all dusty, it's not for you. What is a Mishnayis compared to an iPhone 8? Look at this beautiful iPhone. Look at this Mishnayis. I mean, how can you compare? Look at the dust. He can take something beautiful and cover it with dust. So our obligation today is to take off that dust, to rub it off, and to show the beauty behind the mitzvahs, to show the reality behind quality of life that one can have if one controls or has a... And it's a very, very difficult society. It's probably the most difficult generation we're living in today. Is the most difficult generation. The Gedolim, I've spoken to different Machanchim. He said, and the older people, he said how lucky they feel not to have to bring up children in today's generation. The challenge is today, there's Rosh Hashivas who have closed yeshivas, who've been successful for many, many years, have closed yeshivas, and we can't carry on. We can't deal with today's generation. They don't feel they have the tools. It's a different war today. It's a different war. And the war today is to take these children and to, as much as we can, to embrace them, never ever to give up on them. Never to say, you know, this wasn't successful. Okay, it's not for them. It is for them. And if it isn't, if we don't do that, then chalila v'chas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have tainas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu have tainas, Yaakov Avinu. To remove the dust, to bring spark back, to give the love, and to daven, and to daven, and to daven. And Be'ezus Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us all the siyata d'shmaya. And with all the dedication that we have, all the schus obus, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky just finishes off with the Murray de Gavot. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, Leah wasn't successful. How was Yaakov successful? Leah cried. Cried and cried. Right? There's nine or two. Leah cried and cried. Why? She shouldn't marry Esau. So he said it wasn't Leah's problem to Makar of Esau. It was Yaakov's problem to Makar of Esau. A family member we don't let go. So therefore Leah can cry not to doubt. But with Yaakov, there's no excuse. A family member we go all the way to the end. That's the design of Torah. But Yaakov Kamenetsky says, what's wrong? What's wrong with Esav marrying Dina? What's such a terrible thing? What's such a terrible thing? Read that the Lashon, Rabbi Yisrael. And you can translate it the way you wish to translate it, but it's... Yaakov Kamenetsky says... He says... Aval kadnayin bezeh. Look into it. Nirisha be'emes mi hoi b'doyer hazeh toiv yesa oi besra mensh mi Esav. Was Esav so bad? Zahara mitzinu b'timno shrotzin nosel beis Avram. Timno wanted to marry into the house of Avram. You couldn't marry Yaakov, you should marry Esav. So Esav wasn't such a terrible choice, wasn't such a terrible guy. For Esav niskadil b'beisav shel Yitzchak b'Rivka. He got brought in the house of Yitzchak and Rivka. V'yichus lav milsa zutrasihi. And yichus is not such a small thing. Daramitzinu ba'avram avinu shehikpid sheyitzchak isha rak b'beis nochar ishmol. Yichus is not such a terrible thing. What's Yaakov? Esav, what are you talking about? The terrace is, and Esav is an Esav. Scratch away a bit of Esav. Scratch away a bit behind there. There's Yichus. There's effort that they put into it. With a little bit of polishing, and a little taking of the avak of Dino, you can bring it. There's no besser mention Esav. Because the Yichus is there, the input is there, the efforts are there, which Baruch Hu will help us, Be'ezus Hashem, only to have nachas and simchas from our families.